What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
6:34 here in the nation's capital, overtime. DOC and heavy metal. And of course, you've heard me over the weekend talking a lot about metal as an instructor. He is the ultimate teacher. And when you work with one of his pupils, trust me, folks, you just can't imagine the fear on their face, afraid to push the wrong button. And now Andrew, man, he graduated this weekend because I was on doing a show with him on his maiden voyage without metal. Metal was not in the building.
I was out of town. I couldn't do it. That's why.
Well, yep. It was beautiful. The kid was by himself. And I kept saying, man, just breathe, Andrew. Breathe. Because metal, he can't hurt you now. He can't intimidate you, you know. For those of you that haven't met Chris, he's 6'9", he's about 350. And he's got, you know, he looks like he just got off a bike to Hell's Angels. And poor Andrew, man, he is such a good young man. And I was so proud of him. So we had a little mini graduation for him over the weekend. His maiden voyage, flying solo, and getting the job done, not once, not twice, but three or four times. So anybody will tell you, and most parents know, especially the women who are terrific mothers and the single dads, know that mentorship is your ability to develop and to teach and to have patience and to allow somebody to grow with confidence, not fear. But confidence. And then we come to this week, which is the worst week to me in sports. It's the worst to me. Because it's the week before things get cranked up for real. We've been going through this powder puff preseason. Some people go at it hard, others don't. It's not uniformed in that. So you're paying for something, but you don't get your desired results. Because it's just not, for some teams, it's just not competitive. They're not competitive. The people they're putting on the field can't play the game if you're going against someone else's twos. So we'll be doing this next year the same way. We do it every year. It's our annual flush. We're going to find out who's right. And here's what you're doing. I call it playing Russian roulette. It's what I like about it.
Like deer hunter here.
It is. You can mess around and not play anybody. If you're right, you live. But if you're wrong, you're out. Period. Because I don't know if there's a set rule of thumb we can say, this is the right way to do it. I'm not convinced it's the right way. I'm convinced you got to have the right people. People make it work.
Yeah, I think that's very true, actually.
People make it work. You get enough people hungry enough, that hunger has got to be a thirst for financial growth. They want to be pros. They want to play a game for a living. And you ain't got to motivate them. See, this is what scares me. Whenever we talk about somebody being motivated, I go, they're uneducated. You don't have to motivate me to make money.
Same. You know this about
no
me.
No factor on me. Zero.
You know this about me too, man.
No question.
Mm-hmm.
All I need is an appointment. Yeah, just to, yep. when's the shift?
Yeah, when do I start?
Yeah, you don't affect me one iota. So I always think it when people go, well, hey, the coach has got to get him fired. No, the coach, that's up to the owner. Depends on who's judging him. Everybody has standards. I've been asked this. We're going to be asked this tonight. People are going to call. They're going to say, you know, and we're going to ask them, what do you think? What do you feel best about? And of course, we're always honest. I don't know. It may work. People go, well, what do you think about Philadelphia? I go, I know that on week one, anything's possible. Because Philadelphia doesn't have, especially when you have new cords. They got one too. They've had a lot of them. Philadelphia had one every year. When you don't have a lot of talent, everybody talks about the coordinators. When you got talent, then the talent just gets the job done. And it could be me or you running it. I always love that, the scheme. No, it's the players. Now, we've seen some people that we don't necessarily like their style. Too much gun, too much this, too much that. But if it works, we accept it. We don't like it when it doesn't work.
If it works, they change your mind about it.
Well,
but like, that's the thing.
But it's wishy-washy when they don't get it to go. And then, of course, I don't know. I didn't do the stats. I meant to call Kevin, but his line was busy. I can't get over the fact that we had 41 people not work. You know, I mean, 41 people that did not work on a work night. Now, that may be a brilliant strategy, right? Maybe. But we don't know. But I'll tell you what it was to me.
It wasn't just the one game either. It was all three. It's like so many were not.
And they might be right. People, what do you think? If I knew, I would tell you. I'm just like them. I have no idea. What would I base it on? I don't base it on calisthenics.
It seems like the new strategy, because like to me it was always like, let's get the team ready for week one so that when they come out, whoever they're just ready to go, gung-ho, regular season's here. And it seems like because they've been adding games to the season and stuff, they're just kind of, we're going to let the players ease into the season now. And it's not just one team. A lot of them seem to be doing this. They're just like, we're going to let them ease into the season so that they're not all like, you know, breaking their necks by week, you know, 18 or whatever.
But can we really eat? How do you prove you eased into it?
I don't know. And I don't know that it's a working strategy, but it seems to be the way the league is going in general.
That's the million-dollar question. I mean, you know, my answer for it, because I don't have a remedy for it. If I did, you know, I would be syndicating throughout the world. It'd be a worldwide podcast. I think people are searching for it. My remedy has always been, what would Andy do? I just follow the people that win the most. And whatever they do, I have a tendency to lean towards whatever they're doing. It's simple. I know I'm cheating. I probably could work harder at it. And I go, why would I? They win the most. What am I interested in? And then here go. I realize now not everybody's in it to win it. Some people are in it for the operation. They're running a business. And then there are people that are all in it. I mean, they just, you know what, to the walls. They really want to win it. You can try to figure out who those teams are, but still, I don't think anyone's mastered it. Because the rotation, they don't stay long enough. That's why I go, who the guys that stay on the job? Andy. Although Andy's been fired, or Andy's been let go. It happens, occupational hazard. Because Andy doesn't play. But he picks the coordinators and the people that train.
By the Eagles, even. He was
he was there a long time. I always find it interesting when we get rid of a coach, an assistant coach, that we say doesn't work, but Andy works with it. It works for Andy. So the guy that wins more games than most people can work with people that others don't seem to have a problem with.
I mean, I don't know if you know who the coach of the Rams are and what they're supposed to be this season, but
Sean always finds a way. Some people find a way. Injury report on the Niners, humongous. They're always in it. Oh, Purdy, he can't play. He's playing longer than your guy is. They're always in it. There's just certain people that I think have mastered the National Football League, and others haven't. They figured out a way to maintain a level of consistency. They don't put garbage out there. They don't win every game, but they got a chance to be in every game. What kind of team do you want? What kind of team do you think you'll have? I don't even think Sheehan can do this, honestly, can say that he has any idea what this team's going to look like. If anybody can, he can. But I don't think he can.
I mean, that's true. I'll give you that.
No, I'm just saying. He could do it. He's who I would trust the most. You know, I call, hey, coach, you know, when he gets back from God knows whatever vacation he's on, I'll say, coach, what do you think? You know, but because you'd have to be a subscriber to 50 publications and 6 podcasts, do all the things he does every day, and you'd have to be in all this information. Because what's the buzzword now? Surveys, stats. I got a line. PFP. We got all these different surveys. So you can talk and talk. Yeah. You don't understand what you're looking at. But you sound good. And right now, man, if you can sound good, oh, my goodness. People line up and pay you. And I go, okay. Not everybody wins in this league. That's what I love about this league. You know how hard it is to be dominant in this league? It's one of the few things that money can't buy you a Lombardi.
If it could, there'd be people doing it that way. But
Cowboys would have a whole treasure chest full. Can't.
I mean, they haven't even been in a championship game in decades.
Well, so. But still, they're still the most. They make the most money. You can't answer that. You can't tell me why. It's not looking good on us as sports fans. How can a team that has a failure rate with 32, going on 32 years of failure, failing to reach a particular goal, and yet you say they're the most popular, they sell the most gear, does that make you high or low IQ followers?
It ain't me buying their merch.
No, but somebody is.
Couldn't pay me.
Somebody is. I remember, look at the media.
They have a store in the Dallas airport that sells their merch. Like, they just a Dallas Cowboys store in the airport, I remember.
All over the country. So what does that say? I'm not mad at them. Congratulations. They say there's a sucker born every minute. And I think it's a pretty good example of what happens. I love Al Davis and his thing. Just win, baby. Just win. Everybody's trying to win. You think it's tough here. Would you trade with Buffalo? You want to talk about frustration. How about the Ravens? The people that we failed to draft, they draft and they become all pro, but they have not been able to bust the great they want to bust yet either. It's hard, man. That's what makes this so great.
Well, not recently at least. But
yeah, recently, yes. That's what makes it. They got a new coach too. All that winning, that coach is gone. You know why? It's called a standard.
It's wild that him and Tomlin both got fired after last
standard.
Season.
Hey, yeah. Man, thank goodness for it. It means that they're not bank robbers. 646 here. Overtime. DOC, metal, 1-800-636-1067. You know what? It's the same old question we could have had the last 10 years. What do you think? What's your gut tell you? Don't tell me what you read out of a magazine. What do your eyeballs and your gut tell you about the upcoming season, which is next week, by the way? Back in a moment.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
1-800-636-1067. Is the MGM National Listener Line. What's your gut tell you? I know we got a minute or two before that ball goes in the air, but it's finally going in the air. I can't wait. And everybody that we're paying, for the most part, is going to play. Hopefully, we get a chance to see them play. And it's exciting. I'm more excited about the defense than I am the offense. I'm excited to see them.
I am really excited to see Sonny Styles out there.
Put their game on display.
Yeah, I want to see Sonny Styles, and I know he's going to be a rookie, but, man, I am excited to watch this guy start developing as a commander and leader of this team.
Yeah, I think for him, I would think that he's going to be okay. He's got the hardest assignment. Because everybody else is sprinting right off the snap. He's got to diagnose.
I'm not expecting him to just be some Hall of Famer in his first game.
Right, okay, good.
But I want to see this guy develop into someone that's going to be a long-term foundational piece of our defense and leadership and all that. And it starts this week.
Yeah, and when I've seen guys with his skill set excel, it's been, I want him rushing the quarterback.
I just want to see him start hitting guys on the other team.
Because I'm going to tell you what.
I don't care who it is.
Biggest impacts in this league are made when you affect the guy with the ball, the quarterback. I know everybody's talking about him taking on a run. To hell with that. Go get me a quarterback. Every behind kicker that I've seen, his biggest threat is upon the quarterback. When you have his God-gifted ability.
That speed he has,
too. And you blitzing people, I have no interest in seeing him taking on guards. I have an interest in him being that guy that's unaccounted for, and before they look up and blink, and then your quarterback's face mask is busted in half. Because this dude has flown in there like Batman. And that's what that's what I'm waiting to see. Everybody's trying to check. Man, he'll fill a gap. I want the safety in him to come out before the linebacker in him. Because I need things to happen immediately. There ain't no London Fletcher. Hey, very few human beings are London Fletcher.
That's true.
The problem here is you got spoiled when you got two Hall of Fame middle linebackers that you've watched play. Here, the last two guys in the middle.
Sonny's faster than both of
them. Yeah, but those two guys are going to end up in Canton.
Oh, I know. It's not to discredit them. I'm just saying the kid's got some skill. I'm ready to see it.
Pluggers. They were pluggers. I'm looking for more like LT, quick twitch murderer. And that's what I see him at. I see this dude as, because what's the biggest threat to get the quarterback? The hell with the back. Get the quarterback. Now you don't have a guy. If I'm blitzing him and with this array of defensive mastery that we're about to see, we don't know who's coming and when they're coming. So whoever can get there the fastest is the deadliest. I see this thing completely different. I don't want him to be Dick Butkus. I want more of a Lawrence Taylor. I need a guy destructing the thing immediately, blowing it up. I need him like a torpedo. I'm not looking for another bull. We've seen that. We know, and they're really good at it. No. Destructor. I want him a heat-seeking missile. And before that back, and when that back comes up and tries to block him, guess what? That's the last time he steps up trying to block somebody. Big physical freak running downhill. Louvu, imagine Louvu on steroids. That's what this dude is.
I don't think he's on steroids. Let's clear that up.
No, I said like on steroids. Because it's got to be superhuman.
If not, then
you overdrafted him. If all you got him in there to do is play nickel, then you overdrafted him.
I mean, there's always a risk where you draft anyone in the top 10
see.
But I
like him.
I feel like he was the right piece at the right draft number. Like, I don't know. It just seemed really right for this team.
Yeah, but you got to get more out of your tackles.
Yeah.
Our tackles been pushed around, man, like luggage. If you got some people in there that can bow their backs and not be pushed around, now you got me interested. What I've seen of this group, you've not impressed me yet. I don't know who you are. I'm hoping that you show us who you are in Philadelphia, and then all will be forgiven. But if you think I'm going to just listen to what you say, and you tell me you're tough, and you tell me what you're going to do, my ears are off.
So here's one thing that this is just a little side thing about Sonny, a possibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a 43-inch vertical. You think we could see, like, a field goal or point after kick block? Like, you think he's got that kind of leap on it?
You know, he probably could, but I'd rather save him. I tell you what I got one assignment for him. Kill the quarterback.
Yeah.
That 3 points, I can make that up.
I love any play that takes points off the board for someone
else. No, I'm not. You're not wrong. But how many blocks did Lawrence Taylor? How many kicks?
Oh, I know. And they're rare. Like, teams rarely have more than one even in a season.
Remember who I'm talking about him with. I'm not referring him to guys that were good.
I know, man.
I'm referring to this dude.
I saw Lawrence Taylor play, too,
as
man.
As the GOAT.
I'm old enough to have seen him play.
If I want him to be special at the seventh pick, I don't think I'm asking too much. The question is, are your expectations lined properly? I hear y'all, all the people, not just you, Era. Defensive back. I don't need a defensive back. I need a linebacker closer to the quarterback that can attack his brain. I need him out. I got to have hit men. And so based on now, if the defensive line does, I'm not seeing it operate. I've heard about it. I heard what it may do, but I haven't seen it.
We're all waiting for Sunday.
Yeah, I'm saying. So I am the anticipation is intoxicating. It's how I can't wait for kickoff.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I mean, I don't give a damn about the Rams, the Niners. They can play over in Yugoslavia. I don't give nothing about that. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. I seem to be the only guy that's eager to do it. I guess y'all have already placed your bets. Well, we'll see. Top of the hour it is. Don't forget, you're going to have Donna Hopkins. It's going to join us, and you know what happens whenever Skeletos hit the ground. We be balling, and Ken Harvey, the linebacker, Mr. Harvey, it's going to get ferocious up in this joint. Stay with us.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back, Heavy Metal, DOC, on the week that launches the National Football League. Oh, man, had a great afternoon at the UK Embassy with some of the legends, John Booty, and, of course, Brother Harvey, Brother Clark, being there, and Teddy, and a lot of the Commanders' PR staff. The relationships with the embassy and playing the game in London. And I remember being there 10 years ago on that trip. And
is that the Bengals?
It was awesome. Yeah, we didn't win the game, but it was
a tie, if I recall, right?
Yeah, it was stunk. But it was a terrific experience. And I correspond with listeners to this day that I met there. That's been 10 years. They're burgundy and gold fans all over, everywhere, like they are of all teams.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, it was interesting to see the history, Piccadilly Square, seeing things that you've heard about and read about historically, and to be there and to see it. And just so this is what the international trips and these relationships, I think, are priceless with. But the one with London is really, really special. And being at the embassy and just, it was just really cool. You know, just really cool that
I've never been to that embassy. What's it like there?
Well, we were off, this may not have been the main. It was one of those, I guess you can consider it a location.
All right.
Don't get me wrong on the verbiage, but it was a beautiful home. And I think there's another version of the embassy that's more on Embassy Row.
Yeah,
This is off the street and may have been a resident's home. But they were very, very nice and cordial, and having all the people from the Commanders, I know the difference. I was around the organization for 16 years. I know people are giving you a genuine effort to meet you halfway and to establish themselves, fighting name change, fighting a uniform change, fighting moving the stadium. I was at RFK with the event. Events DC pulled off that I got to see Jacoby, hadn't seen him in a while, and that was important to just see the fans that grew up in that community and to look at a place and the building's gone and to know that that was the past and what the future will bring, and that we're right here in the middle of this to see it. When I was doing ACC, I went through the construction of Virginia Tech Lane Stadium when it was redoing it. This sucks. I mean, you just don't want – somebody's got to go through it. Some kids are just born and they're walking and there it'll be. But we're going through it, the construction, the labor part, the traffic adjustments. We're going to know this thing like the back of our hand. Transit going in, all these things. We're going to end up closer to this team than any team we've been around. Because this is like raising it. Because all this stuff, we're so involved with them in the movement of it, the development of it. Are the seats going to rock? How much of the RFK lore can we bring over? And all the people, so it was just really an emotional weekend to be on those grounds and to see a lot of these people and to know that time has passed and they remember things like meeting in the parking lot. You have no idea. You would have loved it. Because meeting in the parking lot, most of the kids, the parking lot was full of children at RFK.
I mean, I used to hang out where the players would come out at the after games to get autographs, like with other kids. You know, it's like, you'd sit out there and chase down Mark Rippon, or I think I chased down Brian Mitchell once, actually.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't know if that's that way at other stadiums. I'll always remember how many young...
I mean, a lot of that has all changed, too. Like, when I was a kid, too, I used to just go to Capitals practices, and you could just go, and you had to buy tickets back when they were out at Mount Vernon, and now it's like a ticketed thing, and there's only so many you can go to. And
well,
like,
you got to make money off of you.
It's just a different world. It's a different demand. Like, it's cool, I guess. I'm glad that more people are into sports that way. But I just remember being a kid and some of those things you had access in a way that you just don't really.
But just
I saw Joe Gibbs in a Fuddruckers once.
Can you imagine?
I've never seen Dan Quinn in any kind of just random restaurant like that, you know?
Just imagine being young and not having a phone.
Man, I didn't have a phone.
I know it. But these kids will never know what that was like. I'm not bragging, but I'll tell you this. I wouldn't trade with them. You were thinking about I wouldn't.
I don't know. I got two little kids, and like they're not old enough to have a phone yet,
right?
But
they have.
They're
other.
Aware of my phone. They like, you know, I have like coloring games and things they can play on it when we need it.
But
you
don't neglect them.
No,
because of your phone. That's my point. We got a lot of people right now that get buzzed off that I don't know are being appreciated because people are in their screen time and not human time, voice time, look in your eyes, talk time. That's something that people my age had no other choice. Wooden wheels on a stagecoach. But I'm not mad at progress. Go for it. I mean, it's great, you know, watching it. But this weekend brought back a lot of memories. The London trip, it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago. And I'm just thinking, wow. And remembering that, Haymarket seems to be alive and well. And we welcome Tim as our leadoff batter tonight. Tim, what's on your mind?
What's up, Doc? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, slaving over a hot microphone.
I was telling Chris, first game I went to with my dad was at RFK and hung out in the parking lot. It was 88 or 89. And remember underneath the Metro Bridge, and then we walked underneath a tunnel. Dudes beating on bleach buckets with drumsticks, singing.
Yep.
Like, that was the best.
That was it. That was it. And maybe they can recreate that on a modern sense, you know, because those are the things that you remember, the community involvement. There were no luxury boxes. People mingled. I remember watching people on the turns. People mingled. Just there was a lot of interaction.
I remember walking by tailgaters and stuff going into a game, in the parking lot. Everybody's just like super friendly with each other. And so, unless Pittsburgh you were wearing people. Like Eagles gear or something.
Yeah, but even then, I'd be coming in there early, get 3-4 hours early, talking trash, betting people who going to win the game. Well, I'll see you back after the game. You know, I said, you guys will be so long gone. I said, it'll be to your interest to leave early. You're not going to have no shot. You'll be out of this thing by the. And we'll be talking trash. And the Steelers, they won. And I had to go back there, tail between the legs, and go there. We're sitting there. We had a couple brewskis with them. You know, it's just those are the moments, man. And it's about moments. Charles County, we're really familiar with that. Marco, welcome home.
You know, I used to live outside of RFK. You was just talking about me with the kids at the parking lot. Right. Remember Mosley's van? He used the whole court at his van. And we were kids.
How
just
old
standing
were you
around.
Then? How old were you then?
I mean, it started like in 76. When did we have Mike Thomas? We actually had Gene Fugit for a year.
Oh, that was when Fugit called us the other day. He was here.
I'm glad to hear that.
Gene's a stud, man. Great guy. He's got an outstanding podcast with George Stark. And
a lot of the time we had to come in preseason, you know, because of the ticket thing. But we were all good back then. You guys took care of us. But I remember Moe just talking to as long as he could out there in that parking lot.
Yep.
I mean, I know y'all had a couple of coolers back there in that van, but we didn't know that as kids. We was just sucking up autographs, talking to everybody. Tyson would come out running his mouth. That was great. That was actually great. Glad you brought that up. I'm going to holler back at you after this Eagles game. I ain't going to say nothing.
Okay, good deal. All right, appreciate that. Yeah, it deserves to be mentioned because I don't know if you'll have that kind of access at the new place. But I can tell you what the old place meant. It was right in the community. And again, Lot 7 and the kids, and I don't want to embarrass them because they've been adults now, some of them holding prestigious positions in county government, coaching, doing all things. So I won't embarrass them. But I met them at 12 and 13 years old and still have that relationship. And that to me is priceless. In that parking lot, Lot 7, 7:15 here. Overtime, DOC, and heavy metal. 1-800-636-1067. We encourage you to join us. Don't forget, we got Donna Hopkins and we've got Mr. Harvey that will join us today. Doc Walker, heavy metal here. Overtime. NFL week one, are you pumped up about tomorrow night when you get to see some NFL football?
I am, yeah.
And these times, again, today, beautiful day at the embassy, London embassy, courtesy of the Commanders. And getting ready to launch that event, the game, and how gracious it was 10 years ago. I was there, and Tailgate Ted, just put on X some beautiful photos of the rally we were at. It was bumper to bumper. It was amazing. And so he posts that on X. Check it out. Reston, Virginia is a place I'm very familiar with. Danny, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm right next to Pupitella here in Reston, actually. Yeah. Just calling, like, to see, I know the season's about to start, but look ahead to next offseason, right? Just say Commanders don't win.
Danny, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not going to let you do it. No. So please. You're going to regret what you're about to say. I mean, seriously.
The Giants finished last in the East.
Let's get a game under our belt. Let's get a month under our belt. You don't even know who these people are. I don't even know who they are. So
you guys neglected the secondary, man. There's nobody in the backfield.
We don't know that. That's how it looks, but we don't know that. Let them prove it.
Yeah.
In other words, they built this on their own. Maybe it'll work. I don't feel comfortable with it, but maybe I'm wrong. Eventually it's going to happen. I'm going to be wrong. So I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt because I do trust them as professionals. I don't think they would do this on purpose. Do you, Metal?
No. And
for sure. Yeah, they put money in that D-line.
I was working with Saban yesterday, and he was like, the one nice thing about this time of year is that everyone's got hope. He's like, we might not have hope in a couple of weeks.
No.
We might not have hope by the second quarter of the game on Sunday.
He's right.
But right now, we've all got hope, so let's just keep it positive, at least for now.
And I agree with Zabe. I don't want to be robbed today of that. I may not have it in the second quarter in Philly. Remember a year ago when that kid went around the corner and scored the first play of the game? It was like getting kicked in the jewels. But we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they fumble. Maybe we recover and run it back. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news unless my eyes tell me to. I'm not going to let my brain talk me into it. Just because I don't understand what they've done or how they're doing it doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean they're wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop you from that because you know we tape all this. And I don't want you to be gone. Then you won't come back. You'll never call again, and I have too much fun with you.
Call us back in 2 weeks
all
or
right,
something.
Danny,
you know?
Stay with it, man. Just be, you know, catch on. You know, Danny, the post game. Hit us up on the post game. Burgundy and Gold post game show Sunday after the game. You know, your boy will be on the microphone. So, you know, do that. Hit me up then. I love this, man. Danny, that was good. Out in Reston. 1-800-636-1067. Is a number on the MGM National listener line. I think people are nervous. They don't know what to think. I'm eager to see the Rams. I want to see Aaron Donald.
I am too. Here's the thing. Like, people are talking about this team so much, and we don't know yet. We'll have to see what happens when they actually start playing.
Yeah.
But they have a chance to be one of those like legendary teams, like the 85 Bears or the 91 Skins, or just like one of those teams that just is dominant.
You know,
and now they got to go play the games and do it.
I can't say that. I can't allow myself to say it now, because every time I think it, with the way the game is approached now, this new version of how you train, I haven't seen it. Who's been dominant defensively?
Again, well, we don't know. We haven't done it yet. But like, there's a chance that we could see it, something real special from them this year.
Well, yeah, based on their personnel, some heads would be rolling if we don't. I mean, I think a defensive lineman being out two seasons is a plus for his body, and because he trains. He's not like me having a milkshake once he retired. No, he stayed in the gym.
Yeah.
He's still ripped. And can you imagine the pressure on his elbows and his joints for all the years he's double teamed? I would have thought one season, but he took two. But his lifestyle tells me why I think it can happen. But he's one ankle injury away, one whatever, to where that could be gone.
And it would be a really cool story if he comes back and they win a Super Bowl like that. But if he gets injured in the first game and he's out for the rest of the season, they still have a stacked team.
It's a movie.
Yeah, it's like he's not the only guy on that team.
No. They are in the midst of creating a motion picture. Do you know how big that would be, the way these Netflix deals are being put together now? If a guy's out two seasons and comes back, they're hosting the Super Bowl in their stadium. Come on, man. This is somebody's writing this thing as we speak. But then again,
they got to win it, man. I mean,
gotta do it on
paper. Thought we were going to see that magical three-peat with the Chiefs, you know, and that didn't happen either.
You don't know who's going to be healthy. They left tackle. Look how many people they had banged up. See, that's why.
Look, it'd be a cool story, but let's see him do it too. You know,
that's why the one part of me that has saved me from going completely lunatic with 41 players not playing is that you don't win without depth. There were some guys here who have no excuses. They were given a chance to play, and if they have talent, they'd have shown it. You can't say you didn't get a chance to play. They set 41 guys. You had a chance. So I'm looking for that rags to riches story. I always do. I want that UFA. I want that undrafted free agent to have some dog in him. The guy that had to jump over barbed wire to get what he wanted. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for all these bad guys. I'm sick of that. They soft as marshmallows. I want to see some people going to come up and take the food off somebody's plate in their house. Eat in front of them, then belt. That's exactly what I'm looking for. And I don't know.
Is this your way of inviting me over for dinner?
Well, I'm just saying. Do they have that environment that they have? And it's a great environment over there. I like the way they work. This is not against them. But their results don't match their talk. It's got to match up.
No, not yet. It didn't last year.
Say less and do more. Say less. And do more. 729 here in the nation's capital. The MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067. We'll be right back. Week. Finally. Cannot wait. No pregame, preseason. We don't have these fake scrimmages. It's all about winner take all. Philly. Dallas. Seahawks. Gauntlet. Just imagine if you come out of that 2-1. Just imagine. The beauty of that is possible. It's possible.
Well, one thing I've noticed too is these days, since nobody really plays in the preseason.
There you go.
It's like the first couple of weeks are just the players getting used to playing football again.
That's why they didn't play in the preseason. Watching what happened, even though LSU, they smoked Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
But the Notre Dame, but there was good game. That was, I could watch it. I watched it all because it was going back and forth. I was watching Ole Miss rather.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Cardinals. That was good. It was you punch me, I punch you back. Okay, that's what I expect to see. I just got to play football. You got to practice football. And so can you get off to an early start? We'll see. Maybe we're wrong. William, what you think, man? You going with your gut or their gut? Oh, let's go, Joe. Joe, what you think?
Oh, hey, Doc. Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, listen, Doc. Longtime Redskin fan since way back to Sonny. Hey, question for you.
Showing you. You don't sound that old.
Oh, okay.
You mentioned Sonny, dude. You put some age on yourself.
I did. Early on. But my question was for you. I guess two things. I know in 76, you were with UCLA and you guys won the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
I was just kind of curious about that. And I guess I was wondering if you could, I know you played for the Bengals and the Redskins. What was your first season with the Redskins, like
80.
That training camp?
80.
I was just kind of curious about that.
80.
If you wouldn't.
1980.
Okay. So that was the, you mind commenting on that a little bit? Like,
Pardee was the coach. It's just a different administration. They were, you learned a lot about the tradition of the Over the Hill gang. This team was so, it was senior based. They were the most helpful people I'd ever met in my life. They were veterans. They had a tradition.
Yes.
They cared. They operated like the Hell's Angels. What I loved about them. Because if you were on that team, you were a part of something special. They believed in unity, the fan base. We popped tops with people like workers in town, firemen, policemen. It was it was a community thing. I mean, I went to Georgetown first time, Paul Mall. I walked in and you go in and you try to get a brewski and sit up and you get a guy money. The guy gives you money back. Says, you don't pay here. We don't take your money.
Right.
What? And that was in places all over D.C. Places all over.
Yes.
You know, the dry cleaner. I'll never forget the McLean cleaners out of McLean. The dry cleaner. They didn't accept people. A dry cleaner that, no, they don't accept. You can't come in. We're full out. But if you walked in there burgundy and gold, God said, we'll make an exception for you. So what I'm saying is that the community, this felt like a collegiate environment. It was, if they embraced you like you were a college town. We had banners, posters downtown. They weren't too cool. They were collegiate. It was different.
Yes.
So we tried to explain that to people. And that's what the guys did that broke me into this. By telling you what George Allen, the Over the Hill gang, what they established to me was the most meaningful of it all. So the Roy Jeffersons, the Charlie Taylors, you know, Sonny.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You know, all those guys, to me, that's the fiber. That's really the fabric that put this thing together. And to me, it's not mentioned enough. It's kind of like we want to jump. They got to a Super Bowl. They lost to the Dolphins, but that team got there on blood and guts. That team, to me, is still, I mean, I was 12, but I remember it because Brig Owens was on it from my hometown.
Yes.
They stayed at the Saddleback Inn in Orange County when they were there for the Super Bowl. That's the team I always felt the most connected to. And Charlie Haraway, Larry Brown, the way Lenny Hawes, the boy, the way they went up, McDole, all those guys, man. That, to me, is what the Redskins represented. And they made sure that you realized what you are now a part of. And it's not just a damn football team. It's a community.
No, and you came at such a great time. You know, the next year, we had the new coach, Joe Gibbs. And but you just came in such a great time. And, anyway, I was just curious how you first year of 1980.
Wasn't great when we was 0-5, and we wasn't great when we were – But they made it there because
– Joe Theismann.
Well, but you got a guy – again, there's a reason why Joe Jackson Gibbs is in the Hall of Fame, and not just one Hall of Fame. He's in several Hall of Fames because you got to be different. You can't be a follow-the-leader kind of guy. You got to be different and not be afraid. Too many guys want to be popular instead of being effective. When I know Joe, Coach Gibbs is sleeping at the park away from his family 2 or 3 days a week, and you can't come home early?
Wow.
And you're going to cut away? Oh, hell no. Not going to happen. So he set the bar. That's why I always say, I'm joking. Part of me is joking. The other part of me is going, I know I'm right. I know I'm not wrong.
No, I'm.
Why has anybody not followed the recipe? The man gave you a roadmap, and nobody has followed it.
One last one on that 81 team. The legend was, and you can verify it, is when they started out 0-5, apparently Joe Theismann went to Coach Gibbs, said, Coach, I'm letting you down. And Joe said, forget about it. We're going to turn this thing around. And all went from there. Because you're right, they did start out 0-5. But it got much better after that.
We have a pat. And that any information that happened then stays there. And if that's the version
okay,
you got,
enough.
Take it to your grave.
You got it.
Yeah, take it to your grave. All right. Because all
Thank
I know
time,
is
God.
That we it was turned around. And we went from getting our ass kicked to kicking ass.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened. And there was no walkthroughs, okay? And people don't want to do what we had to do, but they want the results.
Yes.
You know, it's just what
you
I'm saying.
It.
You
got
to be willing to go through the tough times to avoid getting your behind toe up. But as long as you keep walking through and doing all that, you're going to get that. Appreciate the phone call.
Yes. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate
you got it, man.
You.
That was, George Allen, my guy. We got to go out to Brandywine now. Will, thanks for being patient.
What's up, Mr. 88?
Hey, man. A metal, man. He's intimidating me. He's screaming at me off mic. I mean, he's yelling. He's a really, really nasty guy sometimes.
Hey, Doc, I got a funny RFK story. You know, my dad had season tickets back in the day. But, you know, we rarely went to the game. Uh-huh. Last game I can remember was a 91 game against the Giants at home.
Yeah.
And me and my cousin, we were so excited to go to the game, Doc. You know, I grabbed the tickets from my dad. We hopped out bus on the Metro, you know, got down to the game 45 minutes early, right? So we said, well, we're going to go in the stand and get ourselves some hot dogs and a soda or something. I'm a teenager at the time. I get to the guy going, ticket guy. I get a guy the ticket. He said, you've been had because I ain't had the bottom of the stub, Doc. So you talk about being a, you talk about cell phones. Wasn't no cell phones back then, Doc. Me and my cousin had to run, find a
payphone.
My dad say, hey, we ain't got the bottom of the tickets. We can't get in the game. And my dad, being the good guy that he is, he drove down there. But the game has started. People don't understand RFK. Man, we and my cousin, we're in the parking lot. You know, it's televisions everywhere.
Yeah.
We watching the game on the television. People tailgating, giving us food. And my dad gets there. People don't understand, man. RFK was a beautiful place, man. We need to get that back, man. That's what we need to get back. That family you're talking about. Not college atmosphere. It was a family, Doc.
Yeah,
that's
you know, you're right. That's why it was so cool to be there this weekend and to just breathe that air, be around people that you know genuinely have history with it, and a lot of it is passed down through their parents. And I know I'm aging when I get people to come to me much younger and say, man, my dad, you and him talking, I said, let me speak to him, and they've gone. I go, I'm scared to ask about people now. Because I go, you're old as Methuselah. That's what B. Mitch be riding me like Secretariat. But you know, age is an honor. You
yes,
better be honored to be old.
That's right.
And to be
and one other thing, Doc, I'm gonna let you go, but you know, it's always good to chop you if I can catch you on the post game. Hey man, I'm excited about football. I talked to you earlier this year. I said, yeah, we look good on paper. Everybody looks good on paper, Doc. Let's roll these balls out and see what happens. Hey Doc, you have a good day, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey Will, all the best, man. Stay strong. Burgundy and gold for life. Yeah, man, it's we go see. That's the beauty about the post game. The final, we get the last word. We don't get the last word.
Oh yeah,
and it's gonna be wild. Cause honestly, I'll tell you exactly what I think when we come back. Before we get to our first guest at 8 o'clock, back in a moment. The injury that Patrick Mahomes experienced. This is the least amount of quarterback hype I recall in 5 years. Haven't heard a lot about, but just the quarterback, usually we're talking about two or three quarterbacks all coming up to this.
I mean, we heard about Cousins getting the starting job. There's a few.
But that's not on the level of.
No, I know.
These guys I'm talking about. When you start talking about Buffalo, Kansas City, Chargers, Rams, Niners. So it's going to be interesting.
And Baltimore, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the Ravens and injuries, they're the one I'm scratching my head.
Lamar's something else, though, man.
Well.
He's just a fun player to watch. Like, I'm not really a Ravens fan. I know they're kind of like our next-door neighbors, whatever. I don't hate them. I don't love them. But, man, he's just a fun player to watch, man.
He is. They got me on my last wager. You know, you can't do everything. You got to pick your poison. There's no way you could have convinced me that they weren't going to beat Kansas City when they had the home field advantage.
I thought they had it, too. I know. I thought that was their year.
And I say never go against Andy. That's my don't ever do it. And I'll be doggone. I got talked into it. I talked myself into it. Also listening to You Know Who, BTP. And we were talking, and I really thought, if it's going to ever happen, it's going to be in Baltimore with that team and that quarterback. And, man, that day, and I don't know why these offensive coordinators, the Ravens and the Eagles, to me, have had just overall, just my opinion, it doesn't mean that it's right. It doesn't mean it's right. They just had the dumbest coordinators I've ever seen in my life. Because both of them have Rolls Royces and they have teenage drivers. All you got to do, you got the biggest back. You got Hercules playing running back. And we'll give him the ball. They refuse to establish a run. And for the life of me, it's like John. What happened to Harbaugh? He couldn't control the people he's paying. That's one thing I'll give. Here I'll give credit for the head man. Couldn't get what he wanted, so he chopped heads off. I'm going to ask you politely, run the damn ball. Then you don't run it, you're gone. And that's really, you know, John, to me, your reputation means everything. He got a second chance that a lot of people don't get.
So I know we were talking about the defense a lot earlier for the Commanders, but I want to see Blau adapt, like, his offense to Jaden, because it sounds like that's really what he's trying to do, is not just, I have this way I want to run an offense, and Jaden now has to learn it. This is more like he's trying to design an offensive scheme for him.
I mean, he's smart.
Yeah, sure. I am curious what that looks like. Now, it may not be great in the first week or two. He may still be ironing out the wrinkles, you know?
Well, here's but I'm so curious say. What we're he's trying to do. Things. We're going to say they lost it before we even got started, when you lost the deal, the center. In other words, when you're going to put your quarterback out of gun to go to center.
Well, Tunsil, I think, is the bigger issue, but.
Well, I don't, because you're not in shotgun anymore. In shotgun, I could have done it.
I understand, but blindside is still pretty important.
Yeah, but you don't die there. You had a guy you won 12 games with who at least manned the position. It's not like you put me in. That dude's already done it for a season. It could have been way worse. But you're now going under center. And the opening game, you got a 330-pound nose guard who you know is going to be there. And you did what? You cut it short? Now, they may prove me wrong. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But I don't get it. Be different if you're going to stay in the gun. Hell, me and you could have probably snapped the ball back.
If they win that first game, ain't nobody going to care.
I give them all the credit.
Ain't nobody going to care what happened in the preseason then. So.
And it's possible that they can. Here's what we don't know.
For sure.
We don't know who's going to show up with that refuse-to-lose attitude. That's called a refuse-to-lose attitude. I mean,
that's the thing, too, though, in the NFL. The first couple of weeks are still kind of like preseason, and a lot of times teams that should be winning don't in their first few games.
Well, look at the schedule. The schedule's not preseason-ish.
Oh, I hear you.
It's murderer's row.
If you can steal some wins out of there when you catch somebody off guard, punch them in the nose before they're ready, you know?
We're going to see the Seahawks. Are they going to be as good as they were last time they played New England? And let me just tell you another thing, too, since we're just throwing it all out there. I don't like the Super Bowl matchups.
The repeat or whatever?
I don't like it.
I get why they do it. It's not for fans like us. I get why they do it.
Well, I don't, because if I'm on the team that won the Super Bowl and you beat me in the first regular season game, I'm just going to give you the finger and walk away.
Sure. But again, so, like, people like us that are listening to talk radio about sports all the time and stuff, yeah. Like, you know, us diehard fans, that's not why they do that. Those guys are going to watch whatever the first game of the season is going to be anyway. It could be almost any two teams besides maybe the Cardinals and Browns, and we would probably watch. And even that, we still might watch
We'd
anyway.
Still watch it.
Yeah. Because first game, right?
You got to say Shedeur Sanders.
So, like, they don't worry.
At least 10 times a
they're
day.
Not yeah. doing that matchup to appeal to us. They're doing it for the casual fan that's not even, like, really a casual fan that, like, barely remembers the teams in the Super Bowl last year. They're like, oh, yeah, I remember watching those games. That's the one game I watched last year was the Super Bowl at my friend's party. And I saw the Patriots play the Seahawks. And when they go, hey, the season's starting over, this is a reminder to those people who don't really watch football that there's a game starting to get it. The last game was a Super Bowl. Here's the next one. Coincidentally, the same two teams.
Do you know anybody like what you just described? Do you know anybody like that? I don't know anybody.
I know casual fans like that, yeah.
You know casual fans?
Yeah, like people that, like, the only time they ever watch football is like at a Super Bowl party. Yeah, I know people like that. I know a lot of people, man. You do too.
Yeah, but I don't know anybody that would admit that, that has admitted that. I know people don't like care for
that
about
football.
They're
just not really sports fans. It's usually like, you know, like a woman who's dating a dude that's really into sports. And so they go to a football, you know, party or whatever. Like, she's not really into it and whatever. Or, like, whatever. That happens, and that's fine.
That's the worst thing you can do to somebody.
I guess. I
drag them into something that they don't like.
Well, there's a social aspect to it. Still,
not for them, it's not.
I guess.
If I don't want classical music, if I don't want to go to a classical music venue, do me a favor. I do like it. Sounds great, but to get up and go and spend hours there, I don't think so.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. I still think
that doesn't show that I care about you.
Well, people want to share the things they enjoy and are passionate about with the people they care about. I mean, that's just in
that's
general.
Being bullied.
I guess. I mean, we all have our own hobbies, but not everyone has the exact same hobbies as me, unfortunately.
Well, but you still should be allowed to have your own hobby under whatever circumstances
for sure.
you want it.
And that might be why the one game she ever watches a year is,
and
the,
that might be
is the Super
yeah,
Bowl.
And I ain't mad. Make it work. I mean, here's what I say. Big Tony found somebody to love him. If he can do that. No, seriously, think about it.
That guy's got the meats, I'll tell you that. He's yeah. texting me all yeah. the stuff he was grilling up this weekend.
Well, wait a minute. All the things you think he grilled up.
I don't know
if he did that.
It just made me hungry. I'm sitting here in the studio working with Saban and Strobes. Like, man, I'm hungry now.
I think he's got a staff. I don't know who does it. I have seen it with my own eyes. I've been there live to see it, because I never believed it. He is out there. He does have the grill. I'm still not convinced
he's got like a smoker, I think.
He's got a smoker. He's got all that stuff. But I'm not convinced he does it. But I can be proved wrong. Ask Jeff Walker. Jeff Walker hangs out there quite a lot. And so it's, you know, it's good. 1-800-636-1067. As we get closer and closer to the 8 o'clock hour. And be good to talk some Commanders with Donna. You know, I respect everybody on the beat. We have an outstanding group of journalists and people who just love sports to cover that team. And for them, when you're on the beat, this is a week you relish, because now it finally matters. There's nothing that has less, more, it's just wasting your time covering things that don't count. I hated that. Now it's about to get real. Stay with us. We'll be back.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.